from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Force a rental. Force a rental buy. That's the motto of this week, Mr. Davis.
Morning, Mully. Yeah, it's Tuesday, and it's the day after Jed Hoyer pretty much conceded the 2024 season, I think, and then the Cubs went out and won a game anyway. But very surprising pregame conversation from Jed Hoyer. Maybe we shouldn't have been that surprised. Look, that's for us to do, isn't it? To say,
right?
Well, the Cubs should do this, and the Cubs will do that, and they should stand idle, as we talked about yesterday and discuss on a daily basis. It surprised me that the Cubs team president, a week before the trade deadline, essentially took themselves out of the conversation for a lot of moves that we had previously considered. Nothing this year is going to, no move that they make in the next week is going to affect or improve their chances to win this year.
Well, I don't want to pick nit.
Well, please do, because that's the way I think I interpreted it.
What he really did say was that no rental pieces. So in other words, if they could get someone that has multi-year control, they wouldn't buy someone for the end of this season. But they would buy someone that would help them moving forward.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, let's think big. If that still leaves the door open, as you suggest, to, let's say, Garrett Crochet.
Well, he's not a one-year player.
A guy like that, under contract, team control, you give up the small fortune to get him.
Right.
All right, fine. I didn't hear that. I didn't necessarily hear that. Now, he left the door open, and what we need is... Say Suzuki's interpreter to interpret what Jed really meant.
Well, he's saying not someone for just this year.
I know
they're not getting Aroldis Chapman, but could they get someone that would be part of it moving forward?
Well, normally
if you're not interested in adding to your team in the right now, then you're not really looking to make the trade deadline the
moves.
Place where you stick your flag in and say, oh, we're going to buy a guy completely overpriced that can help us for the next 3 years.
Both things are true. I think the scenario you paint is plausible. It's realistic. It's certainly within the confines of what he said. I'm not expecting that.
No, I think what you heard is exactly what he said, which is, we're not looking for a quick fix this year.
And why?
That's what he said.
And this is why.
Because they're not ready to win this year.
They're not good enough.
They're not. He even mentioned that they lost a lot. They went through 3 months of kind of subpar play.
18 victories by the end of April, and then everything fell apart. Right. I don't know why. This is a team that's underachieved. And I did wonder as a kind of listened to parts of it again and tried to decipher what the signal was, if there was any kind of hidden message, I did wonder for a brief moment if this was strategic in saying this when he said it at the beginning of the Brewers series,
yeah,
in a way to motivate this team to prove him wrong.
Well, they won. They won the first game. If they get a sweep of the Brewers, will he think differently?
I think that he left that door open a little bit ajar, if you will.
He mentioned a winning streak. I don't think it's a three-game winning streak, but if they put a couple of series together.
It's baseball. It's possible. Right. So I think that he did leave some wiggle room there. I think that Jed is as accessible as anybody. We say it all the time. I was just a little surprised that he was as definitive as he sounded with a week to go.
Well, if they had lost last night, we'd be playing funeral music because it would be the understanding that, okay, now they've lost three of four to start the second half. Mm-hmm. That's not the team. This isn't the year. And I think everyone would have kind of accepted that. The fact that they won the game means, they're alive in this series. Not just to win the series, but the sweep is still alive, which I know. Feel free to laugh out loud. It's scornful. It's a ridiculous comment. But in order to win the series, you got to win the first one.
Yes.
In order to sweep a series, you got to win the first one.
Absolutely. And they did that with a good bullpen effort. Javier Saad was wild, walked 6 3 1/3, and didn't give up a run, which is remarkable. It was the first time, did you hear on the broadcast, it was the first time that had happened since. Zach Gallen did it against the Cubs with the Diamondbacks over the weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
But I think that the bullpen came through. They win a game. They get a reprieve, I guess, for another day. But it doesn't feel like there's a whole lot of internal confidence that sometimes you feel after these talks that the Cubs are going to turn things around.
No, there is very little of that.
It's almost like a resignation, and they're accepting what they aren't.
Right.
And this year, the team president is suggesting they're not a playoff team.
I'm not arguing that. At this point, I may have an argument for you by midweek.
Well, I mean,
that's what we're hoping for,
I may be pounding my fist on the table, too. Like, go get this. Go get
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But that's the beauty of baseball. I just think that I don't, you're always somewhat cynical. So you wonder if it was intended to maybe motivate some guys or to make whoever he's negotiating with or talking trade with step up a little more. Like, if he's talking about this secret trade or whatever, whoever he's dealing with privately, publicly he declares, well, we're not going to do anything. And then somebody says, did you see Jed's pretty loud about not doing anything? Does that mean we have to up our offer?
Right. That's a good point.
You wonder.
Yeah.
You wonder.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, I think when what do you call it in the NFL? You talk about trade time, it's lie time, right?
Yeah, flying season.
That's exactly correct.
And I think this is baseball's version of that.
Sure.
As we get near the deadline, some of these rumors, you don't know the source of them. You don't know the intent or the strategy behind them. But we do know that the Cubs are in a position now where they sound like they're going to stand pat. They'll make a deal if it makes sense for 2025.
Right.
Which also leaves open the possibility of trading one of their veteran relievers. You're hearing rumors now about Neris, Mark Leiter Jr., guys who could have some value in playoff-bound teams' bullpens. Maybe. Mark Leiter Jr. was good last night.
Yeah, I don't think now's the time for that either. I think we're kind of, I have expressed my kind of antsiness waiting for the Sox to get to all their multiple trades. I'm worried they'll run out of time before they can trade everyone. But I think the Cubs should be waiting. I think the Cubs.
I do too.
Yeah, I think we'll see what happens.
The Jameson Taillon stuff didn't do anything for me.
Right.
I don't even like the idea of unloading Mark Leiter Jr. to a contender that the Cubs apparently aren't, because I just don't know the value of what you'll get in return.
Versus what you get
versus
from him.
What you potentially could still have in him. So I think that he's trying to thread the needle here, and I think he's also responding not intentionally, but to what we discussed yesterday, there's this assumption that at the trade deadline, either you're going to be...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Buying like crazy or unloading and selling like crazy.
Yes, maybe neither.
Maybe neither. Cut right in the middle.
And the thing to remember as well is that, it's an important thing for him to come out and talk about because the Cubs are spending a lot of money compared to other teams in their division. They do have a much higher payroll. You did hear from Pat Murphy earlier in the week, who basically talked about the two pitchers they have that they're hoping to get back. That is really the only trade deadline stuff that they're going to get is injured players back. They do not have the opportunity to go out, and the Cubs do because they have so much money. We're not looking to spend more money. We're looking to live up to some of the contracts we have here. Even if you didn't say it that way, you kind of said it.
Kind of said that. And so we talk about what he meant. We can interpret what he's going to do and try to figure that out. But I can tell you, I don't want to speak for a lot of Cub fans, but it's somewhat disappointing to hear the team president with the team who's 3.5 games out of the wild card spot with 60 games to go in a season. Yes, we can be realistic about what the Cubs are and how disappointing they have been, but I still think that as a fan, you do reserve the right to, think that the impossible is possible and the Cubs can somehow go on a streak and win 8 out of 10 and all of a sudden, oh, they're a game and a half out? Oh, well, the wild card spot. Why were you idle?
Right.
Why did you give up? Don't give up now.
But I think that all along they've been sort of talking about, let's see what happens. We heard that before the All-Star break. We've heard that at several different times in the course of the season. I just think part of the problem, once again, is that when you're the team that spends, your fan base develops this sort of Beowulf syndrome where you think the great hero is coming from the outside to save the season, to save all of our behinds, when in reality, you kind of need that internally.
That's every fan base.
But there are some fan bases that know, well, they're not going to go procure anyone.
Sure. But the Cubs aren't one of those.
No.
They're not.
The Cubs have done it before, and they'll do it again.
They're in Chicago. They're in front of a full house on a Monday night against the Brewers.
Always.
They have a $230 million payroll.
Yeah.
And, I respect and understand intellectually about, we're going to see what happens and we're going to be conservative. Yes, see what happens. But the fan in everyone says, Go make it happen, yeah. Jed.
Right.
Go figure it out because right. you want help to supplement this lineup.
But
that
if you conclude that there's no part-time help that's going to get this group better, then it's probably a wise move.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.